This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood, where you can get a 2020 Corolla LE, lease it for $159 a month, sign and drive $289 a month, get on down to 1841 North State Road 7 in Hollywood, Toyota of Hollywood. All right, we ready. Hey, did you guys see what happened with LeBron and Bronny? Did you hear about that, Bill?
Yeah, I did. You know, wasn't one of the Browns players involved in some capacity?
Yes. The moron was involved, Odell Beckham. So
piece of doo-doo, right?
So apparently, yes, Mr. Number Two was involved in it. So Bronny... Look, 16-year-old kids do stupid things. I'm 54, and I still do stupid things. But at 16, hey, we do really stupid things sometimes. Now, the good thing about being 54, when I was 16 and I did something stupid, a couple people in the neighborhood found out, whatever. But nowadays, in today's world, you could be Joe in Kansas, and nobody knows you, but you do something stupid. It ends up on video. It goes viral. And the world now knows you, right? Bronny James, LeBron's kid, put out an Instagram a video of him smoking weed. Now, he's not the first 16-year-old to smoke weed. He's about the 4 billionth 16-year-old to smoke weed. So I'm not going to crucify the kid for it. It was dumb, but he's 16. Kind of goes with the territory. But the difference the whole different ballgame is the world that we used to live in, some of us that are older, and the world they live in now. It's amazing. It really is how we've got a situation where anybody can get famous within a second, which could never happen in years prior because of social media. And for LeBron, you know, maybe a parent might be embarrassed a little bit in the neighborhood if your son does something that some people may find out, and then it goes away and that's it. But for LeBron, now the entire world saw his son smoke weed. And the screwed up part is, for LeBron at least, LeBron seems to handle himself perfectly, actually. On the basketball side, he does some stuff that I don't like. But whatever, that's, selfish stuff that, what he did to Riley and all that. That's all, whatever, how he left Cleveland. Those kind of things he hasn't handled well. But life, he handles perfectly. He handles politics perfectly. He handles his life perfectly. It looks like he handles his relationship overall perfectly, his family, all of that. He looks like a good dude overall. Not looks, he is a good dude. He's not a bad person. He's a good person, man. But to be a father and everybody knows your business and everybody knows what your kid did, God, that's got to be tough. That's got to be embarrassment to another level. Bronny he's a kid. He's not thinking big picture. He's not thinking about the embarrassment he's going to put his son, his father through. To him, it's not that big of a deal, he thinks. Hell, he might be considered cool in some circles with his friends or whatever. And then you've got OBJ. So Odell Beckham was supposed to play a video game with Bronny that day. So he ends up tweeting out, "I wonder why." And he goes, "Bronny has been the subject of memes and jokes all over." And he put out, "Bronny was meant to be streaming on Twitch playing Warzone with OBJ today, but he couldn't make it, laughing my ass out loud. Wonder why." So here's this moron making fun of the situation because he's not a father, because he doesn't get it. And all he's doing is putting more gasoline on a fire for the father and the son. And if you're OBJ, you're not smart enough to actually understand that, okay, the kid made a mistake. Let me not make it bigger because I'm Odell Beckham. So a lot of people are going to be following me and they're going to find out about it. Not that other people weren't, they were going to find out about it eventually because it was going to make news. But, dude, you don't need to add gas to the flames. Hey, Odell Beckham, for me, dude, is he is just one stupid individual. Just supremely talented. But I want no business with that guy on my football team.
You don't say ever. Maybe he's immature.
Stupid.
Like he's a little child.
Stupid.
Just stupid. No, you don't give him the immature.
No, that's stupid what he did there.
Okay.
Lighting up Bronny on social media.
Yeah, you got, man,
it's
you got to be.
16-year-old, dude.
You got to be smarter than that,
it's
man.
It's a tough enough situation for Bronny right now. It's really tough for LeBron. And you're going to be an a-hole, and you're going to. No, man.
Do you think behind the scenes that LeBron.
Dude, there's a guy getting in a fight with a kicking net and proposing to a kicking net. This is a guy that thinks it's a good idea to go to Miami Beach in a weekend where they're playing a playoff game. I mean.
No, and then rent a boat and wear pants
right.
on the boat.
He
dude,
didn't even
come
take
on.
The proper clothes to go to South Beach, to go to Miami. No, bro. It's way more than just immature with Odell. Way more than that.
Do you think behind the scenes LeBron has reached out to Mr. Number Two?
No way, dude.
Because he wants it to die, right? Well, just let it go.
No, and LeBron is too smart that he realizes that he's not going to be able to
he's going to get nothing out of reaching this fool.
Yes, exactly. And he's not going to be able to – that guy won't comprehend what LeBron is going through. Because he's not.
Yeah, LeBron's smarter. Yeah, I could. You're right. You're right.
Come on, dude. You know, LeBron.
Take the high ground.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he usually does. And he's usually pretty smart about that. So I feel bad for LeBron, okay? And I'm not a LeBron fan because the way he treated Riley. But I feel for him as a father. And Odell Beckham, you're an idiot, bro. You're just a freaking moron. Is what you are. 786-322-1105. Remember, Finns fans, Davin Godchow is out with a torn bicep. They activated Benito Jones yesterday, the Mississippi kid that they got in the draft, or I think in free agency, I think is where they picked him. And I got to tell you something. I love this. Yeah. I know some of you are going, oh, what the hell's wrong with you, bro? Davin Godchow's a good player. We lost him. Why do you like this? I'll tell you why. I like to find out what this team is about. I'm into the constructing of a football team. I love it. And I'm getting goosebumps right now, because I'm so excited about the Dolphins. Last week, Austin Jackson was out. They elevated Robert Hunt to right tackle, moved Jesse to left tackle, didn't miss a beat. So all of a sudden now, we have an offensive line, and we have depth. Can you explain that one to me? That's why I tell you it's not the same old Dolphins. Did the Dolphins from 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, did they have a line and depth? Okay.
We had, what, one or two guys last year? I mean,
right.
Now you're talking we have six or seven?
Shaq Lawson misses last week. Shaq Lawson's an important player of the rotation. That's all right. Siler steps up. Van Ginkle steps up. Ogba steps up. Kyle Van Noy's banged up. Still get it done. Now, at cornerback... Well, Noah wasn't ready, but he's a rookie, so I give him a break. But I love to find out, okay, well, let's see what they found in Benito Jones. So if he has an opportunity to play today, I know we still have other guys on that D-line that will do a fantastic job. I'm not saying that I'm happy Godchow is out, because I'm not, but I am saying I want to see what else we got. And I want to see if they found something in Benito, like they found something in Van Ginkle, like they found something in Preston Williams, like they found something in Isaiah Ford, like they found something in Miles Gaskin. You understand? So in a way, I'm kind of excited. I don't know how much Benito will play because they are pretty deep on the line. But if he does get a chance, I'm intrigued. So instead of looking at it like a negative, I'm going to look at it like an intriguing positive. Okay? Kyle Van Noy, now we find out, that is dealing not only with a groin injury, but also with a foot injury. We don't know. He's a game-time decision. We'll find out. Shaq Lawson, who missed last week, is a game-time decision also. We'll find out if those guys have, will play. But those are a couple of things going on in that Dolphins game. The other thing, give you a little music news, because we always like talking some music on the show. First of all, let's start off with the birthdays. I'm going to do that instead because I got a great story that I want to share with you guys. Let's start off with birthdays. 1926, Chuck Berry, singer, songwriter, guitarist, one of the pioneers of rock and roll music, was born on this date back in 1926. Sadly, we lost him March of 2017 March 18th, by the way, 2017, at the age of 90. So he had a very good life. 1949, Gary Richrath, American rock band REO Speedwagon, lead guitarist. Sadly, he passed away September 13 of 2015. Richrath had not been in the band for several years. He had a lot of alcohol issues, and I think he had some drug issues too. It was a real shame because Richrath was super talented, man. He helped REO Speedwagon write a lot of great music, man, like Richrath as a guitarist. Good player. Joe Egan, we talked about him earlier, from Steeler Wheels, born on this day back in 1949, and of course, Stuck in the Middle, famous song for Steeler Wheels. 1952, Keith Knudsen was born, rock drummer and vocalist and songwriter for the Doobie Brothers. All right. Let's see. He founded the band, by the way, Southern Pacific, with fellow Doobie brother John McPhee. He passed away of pneumonia on February 8th of 2005 at the age of 56. In 1982, Nayo was born Schaefer Shamir Smith, the American R&B singer, songwriter, and still alive. So that's a good thing because he's kind of young. The others were, you know, they got up in age a little bit there. Let's start off with 1956, certain events in music. We start off with a 21-year-old Elvis Presley. He pulled into a Memphis gas station where he started to attract a small crowd of autograph seekers. After repeatedly asking Elvis to move on so he can resume normal business, station manager Ed Hopper slapped Presley on the head and found himself on the receiving end of a punch in the face from Elvis. Station employee Aubrey Brown tried to help his boss, but was no match for Elvis. After police were called, Hopper and Brown were charged with assault and were fined $25 and $15, respectively. Don't mess with the king, bro. He'll knock your ass out. Guy was a fighter. Al Green, in 1974 on this date, was taking a shower at his Memphis home when his ex-girlfriend, Mary Woodson, burst in and poured boiling hot grits all over him. She then shot herself dead. Green, by the way, suffered from second-degree burns. Wow. In 1979 on this date, the Buggles were number one on the UK singles charts with Video Killed the Radio Star. A band featuring producer Trevor Horn. Famously, it was the first ever music video shown on MTV in North America. Now, that was in 1979. I believe MTV was 81 or 82. So it
81, sir.
81. So a couple years later is when that song debuted on MTV. So there you go. 1989, Guns N' Roses. during a gig at the L.A. Coliseum, opening up for the Stones, Guns N' Roses frontman Axl Rose announced that this would be the last GNR concert unless the members got their crap together. He didn't say crap. He was referring to their use of heroin, which, by the way, they promised to clean up and did. Let's see. 2005. Wait a minute. Madonna admitted she wrote a groveling letter to ABBA asking if she could sample their music on her latest single, Hung Up. The singer had to seek permission to sample Gimme, Gimme, Gimme and became only the second act that ABBA has allowed to sample their work. The Fugees used part of the Name of the Game on their 96 track, Rumble in the Jungle. And one more on this date. Actually, got three more. Adele appeared on Saturday Night Live along with then U.S. President candidate Sarah Palin. The show earned the highest ratings in 14 years, 17 million viewers. Adele performed Chasing Pavements and Cold Shoulder atop the iTunes charts the following day, and the singer debuted, jumped 35 places to number 11 on the U.S. charts the following week. Oh, my voice.
You know, man, talking about the Bungles, for some reason, like in my head, them, the Flying Lizards, I Want Money, okay? And Fish Heads.
And it's the Buggles.
Those three songs kind of like are all like together in this group
lack of,
hey, let's just make a song. Hey, grab that pot. Let's go, you know? Grab that string. Hit that string. Yeah, get it up by the mic type of thing, right?
Yeah.
Those three songs.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yep. Julius 305, thank you, sir, for a little super chat action. He says, station general manager with a real owner with lots of resources. This is big. Congratulations, sir. No, I know. It's great, man. I mean, I've dealt enough with thieves and liars. So, you know, it's nice not to work for a thief or a liar. Okay? Yeah. No, it's nice. It's an honor to work with Jorge Mas. And we're hopefully we will build the best sports station in town and a good home for all of you out there to visit whenever you want at Onside Radio. Odell doing Odell never gets old, right? It does it. Let's see. Depth and not paying millions for it. We got players and not divas. Love my Dolphins. It's a good point. Let's see. What up, Big O? It's Eminem's birthday, too. I didn't know that. I didn't see that on the list. I'm sorry, dude. Did not see that at all on the list. But I do have a couple things here that I want to mention. In 1986, Huey Lewis and the News had the number one album in the country on this date with their fourth album, Four, which featured the song Stuck With You and Jacob's Ladder. And in 1998, listen to this, Metallica on this date performed at the Playboy Mansion to help promote Orgasmo, the upcoming movie by South Park creator Trey Parker. How cool is that? You get to be at the Playboy Mansion. You go into the grotto with one of the babes, and you watch Metallica jam a set. Does it get any better than that? I always go back to the story of Cade McNown getting thrown out of the Playboy Mansion. Like, how does that happen? Right? Like, that's not possible. You're supposed, the second they allow you in the Playboy Mansion, you're supposed to be so grateful, and you're not supposed to, like, create a ripple in the place. You got thrown out of the Playboy Mansion? The hell's wrong with you, Cade?
I think that would only be second to being thrown out of heaven.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Basically. Yeah. Basically. So let me give you a little story on Motley Crue. They used to do something really crazy back in the 80s. You know how, well, we don't do it that much anymore now because you shouldn't. You know when you shake hands with somebody, you meet them. Sometimes you hug them, right? Sometimes you give them a kiss. Unless you're Dan Mullen's wife, then you make out with everybody. That's a whole different ballgame. But Motley Crue back in 84 were part of the Monsters of Rock tour with Van Halen and AC/DC. Now, it coincided with Crue drummer Tommy Lee, referred to as a crazy biting phase. Motley had this thing that if we really loved you, some people would high five, others hug, we would bite you. So one person that wasn't a fan of this was Eddie Van Halen. Vince Neil went over and chomped on Eddie, and Eddie was so mad, he was, "What the F is wrong with you?" Lee recalled of the incident. Motley Crue bassist Nikki Sixx, who said the band's bites occasionally drew blood, admitted the strange custom nearly cost the band the tour. "I remember manager Doc McGee came to us and he goes, 'Good job, a-holes. I think you're getting thrown off the Van Halen tour.'" So this is the best part, Bill. Part of the reason why Van Halen's anger was the location of the bite. For whatever reason, Neil decided to sink his teeth into Van Halen's hand. You know what it is to bite Eddie Van Halen? And you're going to choose to bite him in the hand? So it turned into a huge fight. McGee confessed on Talk is Jericho podcast, revealing that he had to apologize every day for the Crue's shenanigans. Unsurprisingly, Motley Crue's chomping antics were also poorly received from other bands. "I bit Malcolm Young, and he hated it," Tommy Lee admitted. "We did it for a couple years until we either were over it or realized it might be a little dangerous."
When I read that story, I'm surprised that they didn't get their ass kicked for biting Eddie's hand, right?
Well, you're going to have to be pretty tough to kick their ass. So,
dude, you just bring a guys, baseball bat, bro.
I know, but those guys are crazy, too. That's what I'm saying.
I know. There's no doubt that they're nuts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But, well, it shows you. I mean, this is the level of Ozzy biting off the head of a bat and crap like that, right?
Right, right.
This is on that wavelength.
Rockbeard says, "Big O, been listening in from the UK, been listening to some Alter Bridge and Shinedown, now getting ready for the Dolphins to send the Jets packing back to New York. All the best for you and the new radio show." Thank you, sir, and I hope you're listening and watching on Onside Radio 2 besides our podcast. Appreciate it. And guess what? We're going to wrap it up here on the show, too. We are going to head home, get ready to watch some football, get ready to have some fun. We thank Larry Schlossberg, all the great people out here at Craig's Inns, Acura Pembroke Pines. If you need a vehicle, come on out. They will take care of you. Mention my name. Let's thank our super chatters, Mud Miller, Manny J. Snow 1972, Clee Torres, Dougie Fresh, and Julius 305. Thank you.
Wow.
Recent research has shown
super chat
makes no sense.
Yeah, you're getting focused on all the wrong sort of details here. You need to forget about all the normal rules that apply in society.
Wasted no time. Super chat. I thought it was really, 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 really cool.
You should all be very proud of yourself.
We have no response.
Super chat.
That was perfect.
It's a beautiful thing. Thank you all out there, as always, for supporting us. Bill, Philippe, as always, on video and audio, getting it done. Thank you all for tuning in, watching, downloading the show, as always. We love you for it. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow, 11 to 1, onsideradio.com.
Hey, support. Please. We haven't done one thing. J-E-T-S.
Sucks.
Sucks. Sucks. Sucks. Kick their ass.
It will happen. 34-10, Miami.
I love that.
Book it.
Hey, everybody, enjoy your Sunday. Please be safe. We'll talk to you tomorrow. This is the Big